For me, from a foreign perspective, this is really interesting to hear, because I remember that when I went to school and we were learning English, then one of the things that was always mentioned was that Great Britain is proud of the melting pot. And also, it seems ironic for me, because the empire actually invited people from India or other places. I mean, the Commonwealth was huge. So they invited people to come over to Great Britain and live and work there. And now suddenly it changed. And for me, it doesn't make sense. I wonder, where does it come from? Because from the outside, it seems like at some point, yeah, there had to be like a change in the mind. And I wonder where it comes from. From, we are open, come here. We are proud that we are the melting pot, and now now we don't want you anymore. Go away, and go where you came from, or so.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. My mum has a theory that it's overcrowding, that Britain is a small island, and that at a certain point there are just too many people, and people start going a bit crazy. She thinks that might play a role, but I don't know where it comes from. It's probably one of those phenomena in kind of global politics, as you talked before about peace and war. Maybe we're just heading to one of those times of conflict where people literally can no longer live with each other, and then something drastic will happen, and then maybe hopefully we'll go back into a more peaceful age. Who knows? I can't explain it. I'm always really, when people, kind of German friends of mine, go on holiday to Britain and come back and say, oh, people were so friendly and people were so kind and polite and helpful, I'm always like really relieved, because I kind of worry for them. What are you going to encounter there? What kind of impression are you going to get of Britain? And when people come back and say that, actually people are very nice to us, then I'm like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, my impression is mostly too that Britons are very friendly usually, but I also hear the other side from people who live there, who have like a longer phase of experiences with different people. So I guess that's the actual difference there. We talked a bit about how people are informed, and how maybe media, or also the politicians itself, with, you called it propaganda, influenced the mindset of people leading up to a Brexit vote. I wonder if you live in Germany, and I guess you have like a comparison between British media and English media. Between British media and German media. And I wonder if you perceived differences between both of them, and how they talk about Brexit, and maybe also what their priorities are when talking about Brexit. It's a complex question, I guess.
Yeah, it's quite a complex question. And to be honest, I get most of my information from British media when I'm reading about Brexit. Logically, I think the British press spends a lot of time, or focuses a lot of attention, on the kind of intricacy of the British political system of, party politics, what's going on in Parliament, which politician said what, kind of what tactics and strategies might be at work. So kind of the domestic political landscape, that's a big focus for British media. I think often when I read German reports, it's a kind of, there's a bit more detachment, obviously. They often write with a kind of tone of bemusement, like, what are these strange people doing? What can they be thinking? Yeah, but I mean, in Britain, it has just kind of become a political game in a way. And that's where, I think partly because it is so complex now that people really don't understand it. And there's and something happens every day, and there has to be a new story every day. So it's kind of hard to know what to write about. And so the focus is on parliamentary procedure and political feuding and strategies and stuff. But yeah, I think very few people in the German media and in the British media actually completely comprehend the situation. I don't know if anybody really does.
I think it's a bit like the time around the financial crisis in 2008, where people suddenly had to explain so much complex things and no one really knew what's going on. And I think the same is happening now because, yeah, no one knows what's going on with Brexit, if it ever happens, if it will happen on January 31st now or earlier or maybe later. I mean, it's like the third extension now, or flex tension, as they call it. it's interesting that you mentioned how German media is making more fun of Brexit, because this is something that I perceived myself, and I thought it is easy for us, as someone who is not really affected by it so much. I mean, yeah, as part of the European Union, of course, but above that, I mean, the people behind it, actually, who will in the end be affected in some ways by Brexit. We don't have really that issue, I think. It's more the people that live in the UK or live outside of the UK but have like British origins or Scottish or, yeah, UK origins, if you will. And I was wondering what you think about, you know, satire in Germany that is often taking the Mickey out of Brexit. And so it's interesting that you mentioned that. Maybe you want to say something about this too.
I think the British media does that too, to some extent. You know, humor is always a very British way of dealing with unpleasant situations. So being a bit ironic about it. And I think maybe that was the problem to start with, you know, that people were so, bemused, so baffled by the whole thing, that they kind of, we started just by being a bit satirical and a bit, making fun really of what had happened, rather than getting angry about it, rather than actually kind of thinking, what can we do? You know, I read a comment in The Guardian the other day about how Brexit is a bit like climate change in that respect, that soon we're going to really wish that we got a lot more angry a lot earlier about the whole problem. I think humour definitely has its place, and sometimes it's kind of nice to, you know, see a funny cartoon about Brexit or watch a funny sketch or have these ridiculous politicians kind of satirised, but at the same time, it's not really a laughing matter. So it's kind of, almost a dangerous thing to take it too lightly.
Yeah, probably it has like a psychological component to it, that people actually try to somehow work through the whole Brexit chaos in their mind. And yeah,